For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. More than 100 protesters joined a climate change demonstration in downtown Montreal outside Place du Canada. Blocking traffic during the height of the afternoon rush hour, protesters refused to move to the sidewalk when told by police. This prompted the arrest of about 40 people. The demonstration was part of a series of protests Extinction Rebellion has staged this week. Extinction Rebellion is a climate change activist group which formed in the UK in October 2018. The group says achieving climate justice will require continued massive political action. Another protest linked to Extinction Rebellion happened earlier this week at the Jacques Cartier Bridge. According to CBC, three people from the group climbed the bridge in a protest, which prompted provincial police to close the structure off to traffic. A Syrian family says it is shutting down its Toronto restaurant after receiving death threats. The Al-Soufi family, owners of Soufi's restaurant located in downtown Toronto, said in a statement that the magnitude of hate they are facing is overwhelming. The messages of hate and death threats sent to the restaurant started last week when the owners confirmed on Facebook that a member of their family had been involved in a protest at a Maxime Bernier speaking event at Mohawk College in Hamilton on September 29. In a video that went viral, protesters at the event could be seen blocking people from entering the building and harassing an elderly couple. A since-deleted Facebook post from the Syrian restaurant expressed sincere regret about the situation that occurred. The first to comment on the restaurant closure was Justin Trudeau, who commented, quote, "Hatred and threats of violence have no place in Canada. We are always stronger together than when we're divided." In international news, Syrian and Turkish forces have begun a military offensive against the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. At least two civilians have died after Turkish warplanes bombed parts of northeastern Syria, according to the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The offensive was launched just days after President Donald Trump withdrew U.S. troops from the border area. Turkey's president said the operation was to create a, quote, safe zone cleared of Kurdish militias. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.